Warning. Listener caution is advised. The following broadcast contains bad language and bad grammar and probably bad spelling, which is frankly an achievement for audio content.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
This is the Small Screen Spoiler Show, where we discuss and spoil your favorite television shows. So if you have not watched what we're discussing, you might want to come back later. This is your final
spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
One, two, three, go!
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's time once again for Small Screen Spoiler Show. This is your Small Screen Spoiler Show, episode number 46. Sorry about last week, folks. Real life got a hold of me. I, of course, am CJ. I'm the kingpin of this bitch boat. And that guy over there is, of course, Jared, people with complexities, as a veto.
You have no idea.
But oh. Try me.
You probably have a perfectly good idea.
And the limited audio content today is from Daryl, not biting, barking, Shaler.
Not biting, barking.
Oh, Kingpin.
Oh, Kingpin! So this is the Daredevil show because, well, I completely was not able to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. So we have five episodes of Daredevil.
Yeah, we're going to do a big fat wrap-up of Daredevil this week. And next week we'll do a big fat wrap-up of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And that's it.
It'll be quitting time for the summer. We'll probably be around for maybe a special on Mr. Robot Season 2.
Oh my god!
Because that trailer dropped and man am I...
Oh my god, yes. So we're going to do something a little different with this one, other than the five episodes of Daredevil, which is what episodes are we discussing?
We're discussing Daredevil season 2 episode 9, 7 minutes in heaven, season 2 episode 10, The Man in the Box.
I'm the man in the box.
Yes, Alice in Chains. episode 11, 380. Episode 12, The Dark at the End of the Tunnel. And the season finale, episode 13, A Cold Day in Hell's Kitchen.
Dun, 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 dun.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, that was clever-ish.
It works for me.
Yeah, dad joke. Close enough to a dad joke, I'll take it. So, let's not dilly-dally here. Let's go ahead and start off here with, I think this is the only episode that we have Daryl noise from, 9 and 10.
Yeah, 9 and 10.
We have 9 and 10, so let's go ahead and play some Daryl for 9 and 10. And then, why is Daryl not playing?
Foggy and Murdoch question the future of their firm.
Shh. Play it again, Daredevil. Sam.
In 7 minutes in heaven, Castle gets an offer he can't refuse, and also his own hallway fight scene. Foggy and Murdoch question the future of their firm, and Karen apparently won't give up so easily, but she's the one who got there. And in Man in the Box, Murdoch and Foggy get caught in the crossfire of the Punisher's revenge, and Karen and Murdoch dig for the truth in very different ways.
Karen and what now?
Murdoch dig for the truth in very different ways.
Oh, very nice. Gotcha. Okay.
First of all.
Sorry. Cut off. Glad you have that at the ready.
Oh man, dude, yes, this is literally one of my favorite songs of all time. I saw the name of the episode was The Man in the Box, and that's the only thing that I could think of was just this song the entire time.
That's fantastic.
Like, I cannot wait till I get to record this and just make that bad joke over and over and over again.
Oh, man. So we got... We should start with Kingpin, right?
Yeah, of course. Kingpin back in doing his thing, 7 minutes at heaven. You get some backstory for Kingpin in this one. Or is that the next one? No, it's this one. I need to pull up for just the last couple of ones. First couple of ones, I need to pull up some review, some notes. Or else I'm going to do what I did the other time.
We get caught up on what's been happening with Kingpin while he was in prison.
Yeah, and the fact that he came in and he was everybody's bitch, and then
the dude head of prison came in and threatened him, like,
"I'm the kingpin of this bitch."
Yeah,
love that guy. So glad he died, but I love that guy. He said that, I'm like, "Oh, dude, that's awesome. You're gonna die horribly," and he did.
Boy, did
he. Oh man,
will not be threatened.
No.
Don't you tell him he's not going to be the boss, because he's going to find a way, because he is Kingpin.
Yeah, officially after this episode.
He's a hulking monster of a man.
Yes, no matter what he has to do. Can I say, and just really quick, I love Vincent D'Onofrio so much.
Great.
He's so good. I saw he, we'll get a little bit more on this a little bit later, but he got cast as the Wizard of Oz in the upcoming Emerald City show on NBC.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm like, yes. Yes.
I am the wizard.
Do not pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
No, he's really great. And it was even like, because you know her favorite movie is Jurassic World.
Which oh yeah.
Times, and she's like, "Man, like he is a good actor. Like he really transformed himself into this. Like, how did they make him look so big?
Yeah, right. Because he's not a big dude.
He's a normal sized guy.
he's not.
He's probably like 6'1" or 6'2". He's tall,
but he's not a fat guy. He's like, not big bulky like he is in this.
No, and I mean like hulking.
Yeah, like massive
presence. Like he walks in and
everybody just shuts up.
Punching the Punisher.
Oh my God!
An impressive feat to begin with, but like you could feel every one of those things. Like just, there's like 500 pounds of pressure.
Yeah. Well, you just, I mean, you saw him at the end of last episode just doing those deadlifts of the obvious massive amounts of weight. Like, that was, oh my God. Yeah, it did shock me that they cast him as the, they put him in there as the bitch to start off with. It was a little weird.
Yeah, it's like, and here you're nobody. It's like, give me a little time, a couple weeks.
But again, I mean, after seeing him smash a guy's face in with a car door, it's like, how could he not be just the big man on campus? I don't understand.
Give him time.
He
was.
Oh yeah, he was.
It didn't take long.
Nope.
He got it taken care of. He brought in Punisher to do it for him, but
yeah. And let him into the cell block with the corrupt cop and let him kill literally everybody.
Why don't you just go down there where all the rock stars hang out? There's your guy, he knows something about it. He killed your family. And the Shiv is the best I can offer you. So go nuts.
And he did.
Boy, does he.
Crap. I actually like that scene better than the hall fight scene in this season. While the hall fight scene in this season was fun, I liked Punisher's his fight scene.
I couldn't watch all of it.
Yeah, like through the eye, like just everything. The there was
through the neck, through the arm, through the face, through the
yeah. There was. I think I'm fairly sure he also stabbed the dude in the nuts once. Like,
don't know.
Yeah, it just yeah.
Everywhere.
If you want a definition of what bloodlust is, watch that. If you don't know what the legitimate term bloodlust means, it's that. Frank Castle is a wild dog, and he got the taste for blood and then just went apeshit. Yeah. Like, just everything.
He realized he was cornered, and he was like, well, I gotta kill everybody or I'm gonna die. So here we go.
Killed everybody.
Killed everybody.
I do think it's fascinating that Kingpin so easily talked Frank Castle into doing this, though. Like, it was not, there was no struggle there.
Yeah, well, he was kind of talking him into something he wanted to do anyway.
So. Yeah, this is true.
Kingpin knew that, so he used it to his advantage.
Yeah.
That, you know, this is going to suck. And it's like, well, I really did expect you to die in there, but man, I don't want you to die now. What incredible power you have.
It's
like, I'm going to let you loose. You just go do your thing.
Yeah, right? I do like how, and thank you, Pop Matters, for giving me clip notes versions of this, because it's all making it come back into my head without me skipping ahead episodes. I remember writing this down, too. Frank in the tear gas is fucking amazing. Like, just standing there. Just getting pelted with tear gas, just not moving at just all. And then Kingpin just beating the ever living crap out of him.
but we did get some Punisher yelling at Kingpin, which was nice.
Yeah, well there you go. It's part two.
I do enjoy Punisher yelling at everyone.
Yeah, just Punisher yelling. It doesn't need to be on a rooftop. Just Punisher yelling at ...
Which there's more of that later.
Yep.
But, we'll get to that episode.
Punisher yells at everybody. Just fantastic.
Kingpin on his crap, calls out everyone on their crap.
doesn't care about anybody. Like,
he's like, okay, fine. Look, yes. Okay, you see through me. But look, I can give you this thing, and you can, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
And by scratching his back was just punching the ever-living shit out of him, and then releasing him to the world.
Like, you just go, you go nuts. Go do your thing.
Yeah, I mean,
we cross paths again, you're gonna die. Yeah, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
That's why I'm in here.
I'll just stay in here. It's cool.
By the way,
I like it here now that I'm in charge.
Yeah, right. By the way, this is the plot line that I was telling you guys about in the comic books where the Punisher goes to jail. And the Kingpin is there. Basically, almost this entire thing happens. The Kingpin just kind of contorts, just basically points the gun at his Frank Castle and just lets him go mad, and then pulls his Kingpin strings and lets him free before Punisher really has an attempt to counterattack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did get. Oh, we also got the word of that this was not just a random gang violence thing. That some dude named a blacksmith was there involved. And then not much else happened in this. Like, a whole bunch of stuff happened, but only with Frank and.
Yeah, there was foggy is sad.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly. I'm sure it's like the breaking up of Nelson and Murdoch.
Yeah,
falling apart. In the wake of everything.
Yeah, Karen didn't do much. Her and Matt were pretty much done at this point.
yeah, they were already done. She was already not talking.
Yeah.
And then, we got Daredevil, like, hunting down the accountant guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, finding his son at the farm.
By the way, I saw his. I heard the name son. Or I saw son, and I heard him called Daniel. I think that was in this episode where they called him Daniel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, is this Iron Fist? Is this Iron Fist? Tell me it's not Iron Fist.
Okay, I was about to say, really?
No, I wanted it to be though. Then they showed him. Like, oh man. I mean, the dude that is playing Danny Rand is not old, so it's not. It wouldn't be too far of a fetch to say that it was him. But it was just like once I saw his face, I'm like, nope, yep, that's not him. Boo. Because it would have been fun to be like, yeah, he's absolutely insane from what the hand did to him. So we're gonna send him. So him and his father are gonna go take a trip to Nanda Parbat. I mean, Shangri-La, that place. to fix him. That would have been a fun twist, but nope, just some dude. Just some guy. Just some dude. At the hand is being candy towards. Anything else on 7 minutes in heaven?
Nobu's back. He showed up again.
Oh, that's right. This wasn't his episode.
With his twirly ninja weapon. Ninja swords.
Yeah, he's back.
Messed up Daredevil pretty bad.
And yeah.
What was the cleaning crew that showed up at Daredevil's apartment?
Ninja
fight and death.
I'm guessing that's a
floor healing. And then all of a sudden, like, these dudes just come in and clean up all the blood and then leave. Like, who's that?
I think it was the hand. I think it was from the hand.
Why would they kill Daredevil? He was laying on the floor.
Yeah, might have been
the Chaste.
Yeah, that might have been Styx crew. Styx homies.
Yeah, I mean, Daredevil and Elektra were hanging out there. Actually, I think she had taken off at this point.
Yeah, at this point, her and Styx were already, like, fighting and then...
getting into fisticuffs.
Yes, and psysticuffs. No, that's later.
That's the next episode.
All right, so... speaking...
man in the box. The
man in the box! Right. More Kingpin.
Yep.
And being awesome, like Murdoch trying his best to be a lawyer and failing miserably.
No good. Wait a minute. And then, you know, him very quickly realizing that, oh crap, everyone in this jail, you're already running all of it, aren't you?
Yeah, like that came to him far too late.
Yeah, he just breaks the handcuffs and stands up and he's like, oh crap. You're not. Oh,
and all he knows Matt as is the attorney that got him locked up into jail. So like he doesn't know he's Daredevil.
Yeah. Then he went and threatened Vanessa, which you just don't do. Just don't do that.
Yeah. Not only are you a bad attorney, now at this point you're a horrible negotiator. Like this man, this wild beast, the only thing in the world that he loves, you threaten. You're not smart. Thanks, autoplay video, for starting that. I appreciate that.
Anytime. Here for you.
We got Claire back.
Yep.
Yay!
She's there, yelling at Daredevil, telling him he's done.
Everybody yells at Daredevil. He's so bad.
He's just awful.
Everybody, see, the difference between this show and, say, a Gotham is, and I tell you this all the time, but it's one of the few times I say it on air, is that the sums of the whole around the bad part is really good. Like, everybody else's absolute amazingness outshines my dislike for Matt Murdock. And
it's like me and Arrow.
I really don't like Matt Murdock.
He's pretty terrible.
But everybody else is just brilliant. He's just in this bad.
Just rad.
Unlike in, say, Gotham, where not only is Jim Gordon bad, but like 90% of everybody around him is bad.
But sometimes good. Most of the time bad. You never know. Because there's just not enough Alfred to go around.
No, exactly. He can't be in every scene. Although I still just want an Alfred miniseries. Like, you give me that and I will watch that guaranteed. Like, I will find a way to watch that live and I will watch your horrible commercials for that.
Sure. I'm down. On right before Punisher yelling at superheroes and rooftops. By the Alfred show.
Yeah, right. At this point, like, this is the episode where Matt's just like, yeah, F the law. I'm really bad at this anyway, so I'm just going to be Daredevil all the time.
Screw this. I'm no good at being a lawyer. Just do the
Daredevil. Yeah, I've literally proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am the worst lawyer in creation, but I punch people really good and I like axe kicks. So. Let's do that.
I do some sweet flips. I'm really good at sweet flips.
The disadvantage is he lives in New York, and that's expensive. So, and Daredevil don't pay the bills. However, I do. I want, and I'm going to find this image really quick, and I'm going to put it up. I want this to happen in season three, which is basically Daredevil the lawyer. And I'll show you here in just a moment what I mean by that. It's not just Matt Murdock. No, there's a point in the comics where, here it is. I'm going to save this image. Save this image as. I'm going to open up my thing here, and I'm going to put this image. Nope, that's my Windows bar. That's not going to help me. I'm going to put this image right here.
There it is.
There's Daredevil as a lawyer. At this point in the comics, he abandoned the fact that, hey, I don't care that nobody knows who that everybody knows who I am. I'm going to be Daredevil and Matt Murdock, and I'm going to practice law as Daredevil.
And no mask.
I want that to happen.
Sure, why not? I'm down.
Like that is what I want. Just flat out, like, hey guys, I'm Daredevil. F y'all.
Y'all.
That's what I want for season three. Yeah, Frank Castle gets back out and does more of his craziness.
Or does he?
Yeah. Ooh, shoots Foggy, which is sad.
Oh yeah, but that he didn't do that. That wasn't him.
No. Yeah, that was.
We don't know that yet.
It was absolutely Frank Castle. Though one of the most bloody scenes, like watching Reyes die in this, like.
Yeah, that was. I was not expecting that to happen.
No.
Oh, wow, that was shocking. Okay.
Like, I expect, obviously, you know, when you're close, like you had last episode with the shank, obviously that's going to be gruesome. This was just, like, crushing, man. Like, you almost sawed her in half with bullets.
It's like, holy crap. What is happening? How is it possible? Explain to me, how is it possible that Daredevil does not drink coffee?
Yeah, right? Of all the people.
I mean, he never sleeps, so how does he not drink coffee?
The man without sleep.
Apparently.
Yeah, like, admittedly,
they all,
yes.
They all really liked your Daredevil image, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, man. Copyright all owned by Marvel, but yes, let's make that happen. Yeah, exactly, though. Like, you never sleep, and when you do, it's pretty much just when you're knocked out. Like, that's the only rest you get, is when you're literally punched to unconsciousness. But you don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. What? Really? Really? At all?
What is wrong with you?
I'm Catholic. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got that, and that was funny. Like, oh, he punishes himself. That's funny. Oh, Catholic humor.
Claire's like, do you want some, like, morphine or something? You look really hurt. It's like, no. It's like, all right, fine, here. It's like, what is this? It's just aspirin.
Like, it's only I love the convenient Catholicism in this. It's only Catholic when they can make fun of it, which is fantastic. Like, the only time that you're serious Catholic is when you meet when you're with Father Mulhaney or whatever his name is. You know, the awesome preacher who calls out Daredevil and all this shit.
No, there was not enough of him in this season.
Yeah, right.
But I guess we had Punisher doing that same job.
Yeah, you can't have everybody yelling at Daredevil. I mean, you have Karen yelling at Daredevil, you have Foggy yelling at Daredevil, you have Punisher yelling at Daredevil, you have Elektra yelling at Daredevil, you have a Stick yelling at Daredevil, you have the Kingpin yelling and punching at Daredevil, you have...
Which, do you think Kingpin knows Matt Murdock and Daredevil, same person? You think he's put that together?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. With as intelligent as he is, yes. He's just hiding it so he can make Matt Murdock think he's some kind of hot shit when in reality he's just so bad.
I can still beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
I will break these handcuffs.
Fall from grace is the...
I'll come at you, bro.
Fall from grace is the Kingpin Frank Castle storyline that I was talking about.
Okay.
That's the one. We do have weird. So am I the only one who's thinking that Karen is going to jump ship to what we're going to talk about later? In the second part of the show.
Jump ship to what?
The second part of the show. You know, the things that you put in the notes. The very last thing.
Oh. Yeah, she'll probably do some crossover stuff, but I don't think she'll be leaving Daredevil completely.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you could have a Daredevil only season next season. So we'll get on that later. Yeah. No, that would be really bad. I would not watch that show.
They definitely set up some extreme crossover for existing properties.
Yeah, they are definitely at the end of the season that like they have connected.
Characters are entering each other's worlds now.
Yeah, which is good. Which at this point, like, you kind of have a tangential attachment to the movie universe, but for the most part, this is now. And if Daryl can come up with a horrible acronym for the CW shows on or the DC shows on CW, I am now calling this the MNU, the Marvel Netflix Universe, because they don't seem to, they definitely don't touch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not
and,
really.
And they only
it could be the MHK.
Yeah. Well, no, that's going to change though. And Luke Cage already said he's going to leave Hell's Kitchen, and then definitely when we go to not Nam but Parabot with Iron Fist. The hell, Kunlun. There we go.
All the things.
Kunlun, not Nam but Parabot. That's DC.
My only other notes remaining on this episode was Elektra's fight with the Frenchman.
Yeah. With it kind of freaked me out because that guy I watch it's a guilty pleasure of mine, don't judge me. It's Switched at Birth, which is also kind of where I learned American Sign Language from. Because it's very attractive girls teaching me American Sign Language. So, you know, there's that. But he's the dad on Switched at Birth, and it freaked me out watching him be like a French ninja in this episode. Like, dude, no, this is not okay. This is not who you are. No, you are supposed to be the dad. Just stop.
Yeah, but from that whole scene, my takeaway was six bodies in the trunk of a Maserati. It's like, that's nice. Well done.
It's pretty
impressive that a woman of your stature can get six bodies in the trunk of a Maserati.
Yeah, right?
And then she steals the size, and I'm like, oh.
That's where we get the size.
I forgot about the size.
Yes, and you know what? It's something that you and Elektra have in common. I found out this episode.
No, it's definitely not French. I hate the French.
oh, one star. You and Elektra have in common. Yeah, that's the 19-second one.
Man, I got so confused, and let's just go on to the next. Well, end of this episode, Children of the Corn. What WTF was that about?
Yeah, right.
Grace is like that happened. She's like, okay, I'm done with this episode. Okay. Like, nope.
Yeah, when kids get involved, it's kind of a yep, I'm out.
Like, I need to sleep tonight.
And
luckily, it was the last 30 seconds of the episode.
Yeah, right. I have one more note for this episode though. That's my note. I'm going to close that tab.
Man in the box. Let it die.
All right. So, sorry, I got distracted by Slack. all right, so we're going to move on to 380.
8-0.
9.1. By the way, 9.5 for 7 Minutes in Heaven, 9.3 for Man in the Box, 9.1. For this one.
Yeah, because this one didn't have Kingpin, so it had to go down a little bit, I guess. People were disappointed. Though I thought it was an excellent episode.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mostly because we got the Punisher yelling at Karen.
Yes!
Whole diner scene, my god.
You're right!
It's like, Clay just pushes people like, that is the stupidest thing anyone's ever said. Gosh, dude. Just like ripping her up and just,
oh my god.
Like, what, are you stupid or something? He's like, I love this man.
He's so great.
He goes into like all these shows with their dumb characters and just calls them all their bullcrap.
Right.
He's the best.
Daredevil, Punisher takes no crap from anybody. Like, you start saying a little bit of stupid things, he's like, yeah, no, just shut up. Shut up or I will literally shoot you.
Really? Really? And he says something profound. I'm like, okay, yeah, dude knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's not stupid. Like, he is definitely not stupid.
Have your Punisher therapy session and you'll be good.
Right. At this point, at this point,
emotionally fixed now. Now let me go shoot some people in the head. So
yeah, right. For life. Yeah, right. My head canon is him going back in time and finding Kilgrave and yelling at him on a rooftop, and yelling at Jessica Jones. Exactly, just yelling at Jessica. Like, oh, I still can't wait for the inevitable Luke Cage crossover with Punisher. Like, as Luke Cage is leaving Hell's Kitchen once and for all, the Punisher finds him for some reason, just starts yelling at him.
Why don't my bullets hurt
you? Yeah, big, 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 big. What? Hey, you! Why are you so strong? Make Luke Cage weep like a little girl. Because nobody can withstand the torment of the Punisher's yelling.
Hey, what is your problem? I had to leave. Why'd you leave her? That's stupid.
Why would you leave her? It's the only person in this.
You love her.
It's the only person in this entire world who understands what the hell you're going through. You are in love with her. Shut your stupid face and go back to her. Or I'm going to wiggle my earlobes at you and you're not going to like it. My God, John Bernthal's earlobes, man. Like, especially in this one, like, where there's just, like, you focus on his face in the diner for so long. It's like, those earlobes are... the hat... Really the only thing that's appearing underneath the hat is his gigantic earlobes. Like, each of those earlobes could have a gun. Like, each of those earlobes could have a 380 on it. Like...
He can't hide out anywhere, because, you know, you spot him a mile away.
Exactly, man. Like, at first I thought a random podcaster who I won't mention was joking about that. Then I'm like, no, God, no. God, freaking, now I can't unsee it. They are just, those earlobes are Punishers on their own. Like... Some people would think that if the Punisher were talking about his little Punishers, that he would be talking about his testicles. No, not in this case. It's the earlobes. Put little chalk skulls on each of those guys. So traumatized Karen for life. Yeah, poor Karen.
All right. Now that I've yelled at you, you need to go in the back and hide under the biggest piece of steel you can find.
What? But why? Just shut up and do it. Seriously.
Well, that car out there has circled around 5 times and now it's parking, so, you know. What? You used me as bait, man.
Yeah, I love the very nonchalant, like, just kind of not even answering. Just kind of looking.
You really should go back there. Take care of the waitress lady, too. She's nice.
She brought me coffee.
She brought me lots of coffee.
And then, oh my God, the coffee! Oh my freaking God! Like, not only do you get the eyes with this one, but you get hot liquid into the eyes as well. Like, you're gonna smash the coffee pot over his eyes, and then hot coffee is just gonna splash and glash just right into his eyes. Like, oh my God! Oh dear Lord, that is horrifying. Like, oh.
Yeah, I know, and I think every single episode of these 5 had something with eyes in it.
I think so.
Size to the eyes. We got coffee to the eyes. We got
Freak.
Why is it always? Why is it always the eyes?
I think they do it just for the. Obviously, I think they do it just for the reaction. Like, nobody likes watching anybody's eyes be mutilated, but yet when they do, it's just like, oh God.
please stop.
So many eyes. I don't have much else. We talked about Elektra killing dude from The Chaste, Frank and Karen.
The only main note I have on this is Madame Gao.
Yeah, she's back. Yay! She came back from Lun Kun. Kun Lun.
Yeah, she came back up. Oh, bad gal.
Yay!
And Daredevil's like, we're going to fight. And he's like, no. I just want information because, you know, enemy of my enemy. I need information on Blacksmith. Like, really? All right, well, whatever. Just, like, she just says no. She's not afraid of him at all.
Yeah, like, just don't even.
I need some better bodyguards that you got this close to me, but, you know, whatever. Last season, I punched you, like, 400 feet.
Yeah, right?
Clearly, I'm not worried about you. And clearly, you don't want to really mess with me at this point. But, no, it was fun seeing her.
Yeah.
Glad she was back.
Here's what I need.
It said, like, somehow we got a... somehow we got an Iron Fist tie-in, but I don't see where that happened.
In that episode?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe either Madame Gao or whatever that big iron box thing is, I'm sure is going to have something to do with Iron Fist.
Yeah. And I still think mainly because of the, I am much farther away from there. And she's obviously Chinese and Kunlun is basically Shangri-La. So it's in Nepal in China. So I honestly think she's going to be probably one of the primary villains of Iron Fist.
I'm very much okay with this.
That's it's just kind of written right there. It's like obviously Chinese actress playing somebody of Chinese origin. Kunlun is in Nepal, which is in China. So it's not that hard to put those two together.
Right on. She'll be there.
Oh yeah, inevitably. So time to roll on into The Dark at the End of the Tunnel, having a 9.2 on IMDb.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Elektra backstory.
Yeah. Got a baby Elektra, which is fun to see. Quote unquote, yeah. Baby Elektra.
Yeah, she's like, what, 12, 13?
Yeah, in there somewhere. Killing dudes.
Crap out of dudes twice her size.
Yep. Daredevil must die, which was great to watch. But the stinger at the end of the last episode, by the way, of 11.
Oh, Nobu.
Yeah.
Friggin' Nobu.
So, interesting. Hold on a second. The episode began with a flashback which proved that Elektra was always the most badass person around, even as a little girl. She had no problem making the other members of the chest seem like they were really undertrained, but that is explained later with the big secret about Elektra's past finally revealed. She's Mr. Robot. Thank you.
I am Mr. Robot.
You.com. Entertainmentweekly.com. Nobu just proven even more and more he's an awesome, like, great freaking villain in this.
That is fun. He's just so over the top and ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Just his face.
Yeah. Karen randomly jumping to be a journalist is so weird. Like, that kind of took me...
I know. Like, I've been researching all this, and I'm really good at it. It's like, well, why don't you be a journalist? I'll give you a job. Why not? You can have Ben Urich's office.
Yeah, not driving, not driving that stake further and further into your heart.
Oh, wait, he had a folder on me, and you left it sitting on his desk? Like, yeah. Stuff about my past. It's fine. Yeah, I read it. It's cool. I've seen worse.
Yeah. We did get revealed that Elektra is the Black Sky, the weapon that the hand is worshipping.
Is that this episode? Yeah, that was the end of this episode.
This episode, right? Yep.
Yep. The Black Sky. Call me it again. Take off your head. When they started working towards it, I was like, oh, she's the Black Sky.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. And Stick found her in a box of Cracker Jacks. He thought he could control her. Couldn't.
Nope. We did get the relatively quick payoff for the blacksmith arc in this episode, too. And it's Lieutenant Dude.
Lieutenant guy, lieutenant man who's in, you know, he plays a soldier or...
Everything. He plays a military person in everything.
Which I'm sure he's fine with. He gets lots of work.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude from Full Metal Jacket's a little too old for the gig now, so he just kind of took over.
Which I was surprised by that. Like, I really didn't see that coming.
Yeah, like, he seemed like a genuinely good person. Like...
Oh, I liked him. And he's the worst.
Yeah, he is literally the worst human being. Like,
you're terrible.
You killed two poor children and this innocent woman just to piss off Frank. Like,
well, I think Frank was supposed to die too.
Yeah, probably, but it's like, but still, just
I
because
in the head,
just because he screwed up your stupid illegal ring, you just you son of a bitch. Like, I honestly didn't. Normally, I could see the big bad reveal. Like, I saw the Electra reveal coming for a while, and it's partially because she is pretty much always the chosen one in most of her arcs. It explains why she's like the super awesome ninja above when every other woman has to have some kind of superpowers in order to be half as badass as Elektra. She's almost always the chosen one. And almost always it concludes in the same way that I had here. Oh, you're the chosen one. Oh, I'm the chosen one. I knew I was meant for something great. I'm going to kill all of you for thinking that.
Now all of you die.
It's the same thing that happened in like the horrifyingly bad Elektra movie. Like it's happened in most of her arcs, like in her comic arcs. Most of it is you're the chosen one. Cool, I'm the chosen one. Now die.
Thanks for telling me. Let me kill you.
But yeah, the blacksmith, like the lieutenant dude being the blacksmith, that legitimately caught me off guard because I'm like, okay, he's playing a military ghoul, dude. Cool, awesome. Let's go with that. He's a really nice guy. And then when he started getting really nice with Karen, I'm like, oh no, something's gonna happen. He's gonna die. I thought he was just gonna get shot. Like somebody would, like the blacksmith was gonna shoot him or something.
No.
Nope. Plot twist. He is the blacksmith. Fuck.
And then the bad disco music starts blaring outside.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, Punisher.
Frank in the hat. Man, Karen's car has tape deck. How old is that car?
Well, she inherited the tapes with the tape deck too, or with the car too. So I'm guessing she bought it for 50 cents at a taco or a sexual favor. Like,
heyo.
She's an attractive person. I mean, that currency goes a long way in New York.
Yeah, we got the blacksmith.
Yeah, this is the penultimate episode, so.
And he's like, nah, it's like, you're never going to get any information. I was like, I know, I don't care. One shot, one kill.
Yeah, like exactly, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do something you told me to do. One shot, one kill, boom. All right, well then, moving on.
Frick, Karen, why are you in the middle of everything?
Right.
Holy crap, she hasn't slept in like 2 weeks, just going from crisis to crisis.
Life-threatening thing to life-threatening thing to life-threatening thing. Like, she is definitely at this point Catwoman. Like, legitimate, like, 9 lives Catwoman. She survives everything.
I want to go home and take a nap. You really should. You should just go home and sleep some.
And yet somehow, like, she Supermans those clothes out of somewhere too, because, like, fairly sure they're just...
It looks amazing.
Right? Hair, makeup, new clothes, like, but she never goes home.
Then the, you know, 1 minute she went home, she got shot at.
Yeah, right? No wonder she doesn't go home. Every time she goes home, something bad happens. Like, in this entire series. Like, every time she goes home, something horrible happens to her.
But we did get, in this episode, Foggy and Matt kind of... Well, I don't know if it was talking to Matt in this one or not, but basically Foggy realizes that he's awesome.
Yeah, this one.
Yes, Foggy.
Yeah, this was the one where, like, he admitted that he's a bad attorney. I'm like, thank you! Finally, you recognize it!
You know what? I'm awesome. I'm really good at this. Like, yes, Foggy, yes.
Yes, you are! He's so bad! He is literally weighing you down. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. That is the best thing that you could have done, which is admit that you're horrible.
Look, I'm really bad at this, and I'm just getting in your way. You go be awesome. You deserve it.
Yep.
And then at the end, Frank opens up the secret room.
All of the guns!
And the guns.
All of the guns!
So many guns.
And then blowing up his poor house. Like, that made me a little sad.
Yeah. It was, you know.
Yeah. Dramatic. It was. Like, at this point, he's completely, completely abandoning the fact that he is just Frank Castle. And he's just going to be the Punisher.
Well, yeah, he avenged his family.
Yeah.
Killed the blacksmith. He's like, all right, that chapter's done. It's like, either I can die or I can go on and become, you know, the Punisher. Frank
yep.
Castle is dead. You know, he picks up the paper that says Frank Castle is dead.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, Frank Castle's dead. I'm the Punisher now.
Yeah, all right. It was still made me a little sad to see that house go up in flames. Though watching Frank do like go through that house was heart-wrenching. Like, you want to feel so badly for this absolute cold-blooded wild dog. And you kind of do. Like, they do a very good job at making you feel for this horrible human being.
He's really, really great. He does some really terrible things.
Yeah, he's a really bad human being, but he's a really great person. Like, really, really awesome.
Awesome. If you're on his good side, man, he's the best.
Yeah, ask Karen. Like, he's given her, like, 1,000 lives.
Saved her. Told her to get over her bullcrap.
All right. Anything else before we do the cold day in Hell's Kitchen? Wrap this up.
Ambien's the real deal. Ambien's the real deal.
Yep.
That's the only other note.
All right. Here we go. Season 2, episode 13, the season finale.
Dun, dun, dun. Where we get not one, but two end of season costume reveals.
Yep. Full-blown Punisher, full-blown Elektra.
All right, not one, but two.
Also, sweet. Like, I loved the culmination of Frank just sniping the ninjas. Like, they're having such a hard time. And all of a sudden, pew, pew, pew.
You know, Elektra and Daredevil are having their little speech in the stairwell while the ninjas are coming from the bottom and the ninjas are
yeah,
from the top.
That was and sweet. Like, that, I mean, that was...
Like, I don't know. Katie hates Elektra, so she's like,
oh, what?
Elektra, I know you.
What? Elektra's great.
She's a bit ridiculous, but...
She's great. She's great ridiculousness, and I'm not she's just like, saying that because she's a highly attractive Asian woman with an English accent, which, you know, is literally, like, triggering each and every one of my fantasies, but... But she's just like, great.
It's like, man, this is going to be intense. How are they going to get to this? It's like, oh, don't worry about it. There's going to be a man show up with a big gun.
Yep.
Like, oh, you're right.
And yes.
Pew! I was Pew! So disappointed, dude.
Why?
In the end of the last episode, he goes into the room. They do a long, hard look at that minigun.
Right?
And then they zoom in on his hand, just twitching with anticipation because.
And then don't pay it off.
And then it doesn't. He doesn't shoot it. Like, what? You can't give me Chekhov's minigun and then not pay it off. Come on.
Yeah.
All they did was like at the very end, he's you know got the ammo over his shoulder and walking with the minigun. You know, I was like, no.
The minigun is a big thing, though. It'll pay off.
Oh, I know it will pay off in the Punisher show.
We don't know about that yet, Jazz.
What, Punisher show?
All right.
Pay off.
So,
I was just disappointed. Like, I wanted to see some ninjas just shot up with
yeah, right? Just
I wanted Elektra and Daredevil surrounded by 50 ninjas. Like,
just all of them gunned down with a minigun.
All of a sudden, just minigunning them all down. No, we just got a sniper rifle, which was fine.
Yeah.
Which was fine. It was still good, but, man, they just played that minigun so hard, and then they didn't pay it off. I was a little disappointed.
All right. This time, though, we did get a final. I'm fairly sure at this point Nobu is officially dead. Like,
oh, Nobu is very, very dead.
Yeah, yeah. You saw him like get splatted.
Because apparently, the only way to kill the hand magical ninjas is to behead them because they're like Highlanders or something. So
they're going to be only one hand, and
he's
it's
thrown off the top of the. He's thrown off the top of the building by Daredevil.
Yeah,
he still got up, but still.
With, by the way, with his awesome, cool Billy Club, we got the Billy Club payoff finally. Yes, Billy Club is so fucking cool.
Billy Club is freaking awesome. And I loved Melvin, like, nerding out about it.
Right?
Like, oh, check out this thing I made. Look, it does this. And it does this.
And yes! He's so great. Like,
grappling hook? It's like, oh, Melvin, this is awesome. Dude. I don't know what to say. Like, don't worry about it, dude. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh. Yeah, that guy's so great.
Sweet new beaten stick.
Yep. We did get the fact that Daredevil is... I told you, I nailed it on this one, though. He can't keep a secret and finally tells Karen that he's Daredevil.
Finally, but... Karen, sweetheart.
Really? Yeah, seriously. You have proven yourself to be a great detective, a great journalist, and incredibly intelligent person. Yes.
Digging into things, but you always need, like, Frank Castle to come in and explain things to you, and then you need your new boss to come in and explain things.
Ben Urich last season.
And Ben Urich to come in and explain things to you, and then you gotta have, you know, Matt Murdock, despite the fact that you're saved by Daredevil, and you're face-to-face with this man.
Countless times. Yeah, you have kissed Daredevil deeply. You've kissed Matt Murdock deeply, and the only thing that's not covered on him is his freaking jawline. Like, how can you not know that it's not Daredevil?
I know you can't see his eyes under the mask, but you can see the rest of his face.
The lips and the bone structure is exactly the freaking same. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but I can definitely tell lips that I've kissed before. Like,
you would think, yes.
Again, pulling me back to one of the only good things in the Green Lantern movie, Hal, I've seen you naked. You cannot just cover up your jawline, your cheekbones.
That's all that was happening here. I was like, really, Karen, you didn't figure this out yet. Maybe part of you knew, and you just were like, no, he's blind. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so I purposely left this for this point. We get our full-blown Jessica Jones crossover with Carrie Ann freaking Moss, evil attorney lady, showing up and buying Foggy out.
Less a hardcore Jessica Jones connection.
Oh my god.
I get panned around and she was talking and I saw the back of her. I was like, oh crap, of course.
Yeah, right.
Like, why didn't I see that connection coming?
Oh, my.
It's over here. Lawyers over here.
God, it's so good. Like,
you got Foggy going to work for Hogarth and whatever the other names are.
And Nelson.
Well, eventually. And so does that mean we get Foggy and Jessica Jones season 2?
Oh, and inevitably.
Come on, we got to. We
oh, yeah. To, right? I mean, we'll get it. I mean, Daredevil season 3 has already been renewed. So inevitably, we'll get Karen and Foggy back into Daredevil before Daredevil season 3. But I have a feeling that Karen is going to play a lot into Punisher's series. And Foggy's going to play a lot in Jessica Jones season 2. And then by the end of it, we're going to have the Defenders before Daredevil season 3. So I think that we're going to get those two getting back with Matt before season 3.
I think so. But yes, I was like, oh, of course. Finally, we got the connection. And it was so obvious.
Yeah, right?
Why didn't I put that together? That was going to happen. Foggy's out. No more Melson and Murdoch, but he's going to work for freaking Hogarth.
Yeah. It's like, this is a bad... And also, he's going to realize that she's just pure evil. And, well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Matt was awful, but he wasn't evil.
Yeah. Hogarth is just pure legitimate evil. Like, she straight up helped Kilgrave because she wanted to. Like... So he goes from bad to evil. I don't understand. Foggy, you have very poor choice in partners. All right. Any other notes on this? Because, I mean, a lot of it was just dealing with the ninjas and the big rooftop scene.
Let's see. I've already talked about Karen being in the middle of everything always. Though they did actually call it out in the show. It's like, really? Is there any shitstorm you're not a part of? And I enjoyed the feisty old man on the bus. Sorry.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
He was great.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the bus, the dude on house arrest where they're, like, slowly hacking off his leg. Like, oh!
Oh, got the Daredevil shit up. Okay.
God, but still, how is he walking? Like,
it's just an anklet thing. You could just cut the...
Yeah!
Guys, jeez, you don't have to have his foot.
Why are we going Saw? Stop it!
Freaking ninjas, dude. Settle down.
They care not.
And her perfect hostage hair.
Yeah.
We also talked about that already.
Yep.
Elektra, you know, in her many sexy places to hide.
Yeah.
There's, you know, Tahiti, Fiji, and apparently Matt's never actually left New York. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Get out of it, Daredevil.
Seriously, dude, you're fine. Just go out and see the world a little bit.
And then I guess, I got two notes left. First one, I was a little disappointed that they didn't really fully embrace the mysticism stuff. Like, they hinted at it here and there.
Yeah,
Daredevil was like, mysticism, blah, blah. Stick's just full of crap, and they're just hiding their heartbeats and this and that. And I'm like, they got the guy, and Claire's got the one dude with the autopsy scar that has been dead before but was alive again when she killed him the second time. And
yeah.
Nobu clearly has something going.
I mean, he got set on fire last season.
Got thrown off the top of a building and hopped up and was okay.
And then Stick Highlandered him.
And then Stick Highlandered him, and that was the end of Nobu. But he was fun when I left. But
yeah,
I don't know. I wanted a little bit more embracing of that.
I honestly think that'll be. I mean, you have to get. I have a feeling that the one movie that is going to tie into the MNU is going to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it's going to be the one where they pull the trigger finally.
And yeah, exactly. Because so far we've had hints at mysticism, but nothing like full blown in any of this yet. We've always had an excuse behind it, you know. Thor, you know, every bit of that is technology.
It seems like magic, just because their technology is so much more advanced than ours.
Exactly, you know. But you've had other things like Scarlet Witch's magic is now just powerful telekinesis. I think that once Doctor Strange comes out in November, which strangely enough, what comes out in February next year is Iron Fist. Also, heavy mysticism. You literally can't do that story without that. And given how close and how well they've done the stories and on this Netflix universe so far, I have no doubt that they're not going to just be like, yep, he killed the Mystic Dragon and now he has powers. Oh, spoiler alert, that's how Iron Fist gets his powers. he literally wrestles a dragon and gets his powers. So...
Well, they might change that. Maybe the dragon is
Mr. Scow. That'd be fun, actually. but yeah, I think once Doctor Strange hits the world, that we'll be a little bit more okay with the mysticism. And by the time season 3 comes around, and also once Kingpin takes over the Hand, which by the way happens in the comics, so it's inevitably going to happen here.
As it should.
I think we're going to get I think season 3 of Daredevil is going to focus on the Deadlands comic series, which is basically Kingpin's rise to power within the Hand, merely because all these ninjas come after him and he just literally beats the ever living crap out of all of them. And they're like, yeah, we're going to serve you.
This dude, he's legit.
because he just beats the crap out of these super ninjas.
Wait. Does that mean that Kingpin is a black sky?
Yeah.
Or is there only one? Because, I mean, they had one last season that Stick killed, right? So there can be more than one black sky.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe he's the white black sky.
White black sky. We're getting into our speculation stuff. This is fun.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much done with the episode, so it's like...
The white sky.
Yeah, the white sky. but I think we're going to go into the Deadlands stuff with that, and I would like to see, since he exists now in the MCU, I doubt it'll happen, but it would be nice to see Spider-Man cross into that, because Spider-Man plays a big part in that that set, but I doubt it'll happen, but it would be fun. But we'll probably get a name drop of him. But we'll probably get a name drop of him in Luke Cage, to be honest. You know, first we have the Devil of Hell's Kitchen, then Jessica, and then this guy running around in this weird onesie because we have to call it a onesie again because, you know, it's still, you know, fresh.
It's not a onesie.
This guy in a onesie's running around shooting people with this sticky web thing, looking like a weird spider thing. You know what? F New York, I'm out of here. I'm going to hop on my badass bike and just ride off.
Luke Cage is September? Is
that when September 30th.
Yeah.
I am so stoked for that. Walking hunk of sex that he is. I'll wait the 30-something seconds for Dale to catch that one and see what happens with them in the chat with that.
He knows. Or did he ever... He never
I don't know. He never watched Jessica Jones because we were so busy while he was here. Like...
Yeah, watch Jessica Jones.
Yeah, seriously, dude. But yeah, so season. But yeah, we're gonna get Doctor Strange, and I think that's gonna open up the mystical floodgates, and we're gonna get full blown. Like, hey, yeah, these hands are more than ninja. Stick's gonna come back and be like, hey, you know that guy who was running around New York that sounded a lot like Doctor House? He was shooting power bolts from his hands, and like he fought a giant demon. Do you believe that I'm not bullshitting you now? Well, yes, Stick, I do finally realize that you were right all along. No shit, Sherlock, whack! He says no shit, Sherlock, and both Iron Man and both Iron Man and Doctor Strange perk up.
Exactly.
I still want just both of them to meet each other and somebody just to randomly say no shit, Sherlock. Like, that's all I want.
We'll see. We'll see.
Like, we can't have both Sherlock actors in there and not have that play out. I mean, we had a play out of we've had some play on what Thor is being known for, which is basically just his whole huge bulging muscles of various regions.
that hesitation there, man.
I've seen the new Vacation movie. It's yeah. All right. So, anything else on this before we wrap up Daredevil season 2?
Elektra's gonna be back, right?
Oh yeah, Elektra's back. Elektra and Daredevil are tied at the hip.
She totes died, but they definitely, you know, showed her in the magical casket, iron casket.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. The hand casket, and yeah,
they she'll be back.
She'll be back. Yeah, there's no doubt that's going to. The hell is the thing called Lazarus Pit, basically, and then poof, she's back. Zombie ninjas.
Freaking zombie ninjas.
Zom ninjas. Zomjas.
Kingpin.
Kingpin, Lord of all Zomjas.
Zomjas.
Damn it! Alright, so instead of doing challenge shows really quick, we've had some big news happen over the last week, last 2 weeks, really. During this time of year, during May, late April, early May, there's these things called upfronts. What these are it's the E3 for television at this point, basically. Everybody has big press conferences announcing what they're canceling, what they're renewing, you know. This is when the big things that you're going to get with fall are 100% fleshed out. Now, of course, we've already been over some of them with like all of the CW DC shows being renewed. Lucifer got renewed. Gotham got renewed. Basically, most of the shows that we talk about on this show have been renewed with a couple of exclusions. And we're just going to call this segment newsworthy while we're at it because, well, this will be kind of a flash forward of what we're thinking about doing next season. Let us know what you think of this, kind of doing a news kind of thing at the end. Send us an email, geekioshow@gmail.com, or shoot us a message on Twitter or Facebook, and let us know what you think about us doing
social medias.
Any of them, yeah. Just say yay, nay, whatever. Do more Gallivant. Oh, wait, Gallivant got canceled too. And it's all Jazz's fault.
My fault.
So
totally my fault.
ABC was the big one that did theirs today, and they did kind of go through and RIP Agent Carter. Not only did you get killed off in a certain movie that I'm not supposed to spoil right now on this show.
Fine. She's like 90 something.
Yeah. Okay. Not like she actually got killed. She just died of old age.
She passed away peacefully in her sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Like literally, that's what happened. So Agent Carter got canceled mainly because Haley Atwell's like, hey, I have a lot more shit I can do. Peace out, guys. And ABC's like, yeah, this show doesn't bring in a ton of ratings anyway, so sure, we're going to leave open all of these holes, but whatever. But
for the time, yes.
Yeah. You do have a note in here. Coming to nobody's surprise, what happened immediately after ABC announced the cancellation?
Immediately after, of course, people went out to change.org and started an online petition to save Agent Carter. Netflix, please. ABC, let it go. Pick it up and take it over, which would be freaking awesome.
It would be awesome, but it's not going to happen.
It probably won't.
Uh-oh. Can't tell if I got lost or Jazz got lost. No, it's not going to happen, though. But, yeah. And if it did, Haley Atwell wouldn't be in it. So the next story is Supergirl got renewed, but relocates to the CW where it should have been all along. CW is basically at this point just taking over the DC universe. It's just becoming stronger and stronger with these. Pretty much at this point, the entire DC television universe is solely stored on CW. And it's fine there. And Vertigo is in there as well, so it won't surprise me when Lucifer inevitably gets back on there. For some reason, I have no internet connection right now, so I'm waiting for that to appear. And then, sorry YouTube. Finally, and I'm going to finish this up because, well, I have no choice. Finally, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got renewed. Got moved to 10 p.m. so they could be more darker, grittier, and riskier with it. Quote, quote, quote. Buzzword, buzzword, buzzword. But whatever. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to wrap up next week. And we'll see how it goes from there. Though, coming at nobody's surprise, Netflix ordered a season of The Punisher because Jon Bernthal is absolutely freaking amazing. And yeah, so he deserves his own show. Karen will probably be in it quite a bit.
Should be on the CW. Oh, look, he's back.
Hey, I'm back, and we were doing exactly the same thing, just I'm doing it to the MP3 version, and you were doing it for the YouTube version.
I just kept talking.
Sweet. Yep. So, sorry, YouTube, you got Jazz's, and sorry, podcast listeners, you got my look on the rest of.
Jump back on for a second too, because I didn't know if it was me or you.
Yeah, no, it was me. I completely lost internet connection for some dumb reason.
Sweet. So anyway, as I was saying, the petition had 83,000 signatures at this time. So
yep, and it's never going to happen.
It probably won't happen.
At least not with Haley Atwell. You might be able to get Sharon Carter out of it, but you're not going to get Peggy.
I don't know. At least want a one-off or something to tie up.
Finish it up, yes. Finally figure out why SSR became S.H.I.E.L.D.
That, you know, explain that her brother is still alive because clearly he must be because Sharon Carter is her niece, and you know,
although
her name is Carter,
Peggy strikes me as a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. But if she did get married to Sousa, more likely she wouldn't take his last name because it's freaking Agent Carter.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, there's no way Peggy would take somebody else's last name. We probably have a Daniel Carter running around because Sousa is, well, Sousa. And like I said, on the podcast, for the podcast listeners, sorry, you're going to get a bit more of this, but this time with Jazz, I might go back and cut out my part. Supergirl relocates to the CW, coming to nobody's surprise, though I am happy it got picked up for another season.
Was it doing really well, though?
No, it was not doing excessively well. Not considering how much money they were shelling out on it. The fact that they were shelling out so much money for it, and it was only bringing in good numbers, said that they needed to get it off of there. Because with the amount of money that they were putting into it, it needed to pull in great numbers.
Right. But it started off really strong, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The first five or so episodes were really, really powerful on ratings.
Ever had or something.
Yeah. It was the number one pilot they ever did. And then, like, episode five or six is where they started kind of petering off. And then they did a mid-season break with no filler, and nobody came back for it.
Ah. That'll do it.
So no word yet if, like, the big names like Clarissa Flockhart will be back or not. But yep, CW is taking over the entire universe of DC shows. I'm waiting for Lucifer to get picked up there and Gotham to be canceled, which didn't for some reason get canceled. Speaking of shows, I'm surprised that did not get canceled. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got renewed, moves to a quote-unquote darker, grittier, riskier time slot of 10 p.m., but it's still ABC, so, you know, not much else is going to happen.
I don't really expect anything to change.
No. This is probably the death knell of it, because it didn't do so great at the 8 p.m. That's why they switched to 9. And now the 10 o'clock during the weekdays is basically the death slot. And then or Friday at 8 p.m. Those are the two things that you need to look at. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. probably will not be renewed again after this season, unless it picks up gangbusters numbers.
Which it probably will.
No.
Because even when it got better, it didn't pick up.
No, because so many people are still burned from the first half of season one, because first impressions matter.
Yeah.
And you left a pretty bad first impression, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I quit the show until Jazz dragged me back. Daryl. But yeah, so I mean, I left the show, and I'm a huge comic book person. This show made me so happy, and then it made me so sad, so I stopped watching it. And admittedly, like, season three has been kind of hit and miss, mostly good, but
the first half of season three was pretty solid, I thought.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They came back from the break. It's just been kind of meh.
Yeah, just because you're sad because Agent Carter's left.
There's that, but I don't know. Like, it's not been bad. It's just been
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And coming at nobody's surprise for our final news story is the worst kept secret in all of Hollywood, Netflix orders a season of The Punisher.
Yep. Which, after watching the finale of Daredevil, it really seemed like the plan all along.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, not being one of those people that binge-watched the entire season in one sitting, like, I can't imagine at the end of it, like, oh, they should make a series about this. Why haven't they announced a season of this? And they waited like 6 weeks after the show comes out to announce the fact that they're making a Punisher series.
I guess they're kind of like, well, if you know, the reception of him is really good, we'll get a season of Punisher. If not, we'll just, you know, have him in Defenders and
Three
of Daredevil or wherever else. He'll show up somewhere and yell at somebody. It'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But the reaction to him has been really, really good, because he's freaking amazing.
Yes.
Barenthal and the writing of Punisher and everything about him, they just nailed it. So, of course he's getting his own.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting his own show. Of course he is.
Yeah, exactly, because Netflix is not stupid with their money. Like, I the only reason why we haven't gotten a Kingpin show yet is because he's the villain, and I don't think they're quite ready for that yet.
No, we'll have plenty of him, and Vincent D'Onofrio is probably expensive.
Yeah, yeah. That's the reason why he only shows up in a couple episodes in each given season, even when he's the main villain. Like, we still have entire... In season one, we had episodes without Kingpin in it.
Yeah. One of the 13 episodes, I think he was probably in 8 or 9.
Yeah, I think he was in 8 of them. all right, so let's go ahead and wrap up. You can reach the show at geekioshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you know of what you thought of the news section over the summer, and we'll think about doing some more of it. We also have some other ideas coming up for season 3 that I've been pestering Jazz and Daryl about. Twitter and Facebook are both /geekioshow. You can give us a call at 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Here's a hint. If you call at like Tuesday at 10:15-ish p.m. Eastern time and it comes through, I might actually get you live on the air because, well, why not?
Good stuff and things.
Website, of course, is geek-io.net/spoilershow, and you can support us over at patreon.com/geek.io, where I just added a new goal or a new donate feature, or, of course, geek-io.net/amazon.
Amazon. We have show titles. Are you ready?
Yeah, we do. Let's do this thing.
Blood and stabbing everywhere. Frank and the tear gas. Not enough Alfred to go around. F y'all, I'm Daredevil. Punisher therapy session. I'll wiggle my earlobes at you. The most badass little girl. Thanks for letting me know. Now I'll kill you. Foggy goes from bad to evil. White sky, walking hunk of sex, and kingpin of the Zomjas. And I have no idea what's going to be.
There's a couple of them that I'm waiting for Dale to peel out.
Yeah, there are like five in there that I want.
Yeah, right. We had a bunch of really good ones. All right. Kind of like that one.
Yeah, that one's great. I
don't know. Also, F all y'all, I'm Daredevil is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love that one too. Plus it fits because this is, you know, the Daredevil wrap-up show.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to put in that one.
Yeah, let's do that one.
F y'all, I'm Daredevil is the show title. Daredevil.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Daredevil show. We'll pick that one.
Indeed. Next week, we'll have something to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the very spoiled in the reveal. Somebody's going to die. I don't know who, so help me God. If it's Fitzsimmons, the show will not be back on S4 next week or next season. But we'll find out about who dies. Says so in the previews. I didn't say it. I haven't watched it yet. Well, next week.
We have a vision.
Yeah.
The cosmic list that Mac now has.
I don't want Mac to die either.
No. And really, come on. You can't kill
the black guy again. Quit killing the black guys. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week. This has been a podcast of the Geek IO Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.
Bye now.
Bye.